Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. And I'd love to help you too. You can find out more about me at captivatetheroom.com. Today is a huge episode because it's a huge milestone. Today is my 100th episode, and I'm dangerously close to 100,000 downloads here on the show. I am just tickled pink and beside myself, and I couldn't have done it without you, your incredible support of this show. I love your comments. I love hearing from you. I'm so grateful for your downloads, your subscribes, and certainly, especially those of you who have taken the time out of your valuable time is so precious, and you've taken the time to write me a review on iTunes. And I'm just so grateful, and I just love the show so much. You know, a while back, I was going to drop the show, and I thought, you know, just do it one more month and see what happens. And I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I stayed with it. I love sharing this message because I believe that voice, I believe it's everything, and I believe communication and being effective communicators, so key to our freedom and our success. I really do believe that everybody's voice needs to be heard. I want everyone's voice to be heard, and I want everybody to speak their truth. But you know me, I just want you to do it beautifully. So I'd like to offer you, if you would like, to send me an audio or a video. It doesn't matter, and I'm happy to do a full assessment for you. I'm not really doing those anymore, but for my podcast listeners, if you would like for me to assess your voice, tell you what I hear, you know, I hear everything, tell you what I hear, I'm happy to do it. Just send me an audio link, or it can be a video link, to Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at captivatetheroom.com. And thank you again. I value you as listeners so much. Thank you for helping me reach this milestone. I could not have done it without your support. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their message using their voice. I'd love to help you too. And you can find out more about me at captivatetheroom.com. You know, the voice really is the most powerful tool you have if you know how to use it. And I think people don't even realize sometimes just what a big game changer the voice is. We determine everything about you through your voice, not your words. And that is partly why I'm doing this little series that I'm working on, is because we're determining things about your sound, but we are also determining things about you based on your words and how you communicate them. But it is in the delivery that really can shift a lot of things with regards to, are you an effective communicator or not? Being an effective communicator is really just a big slice of freedom as far as I'm concerned, but it's also one of the most sought after skill sets in the workforce today. It's really key to be able to communicate. And I'm talking words, I'm talking nonverbal, I'm talking tone, I'm talking conflict, saying no, empathy, giving feedback, all of it. And so about this time of year, I run out this little series, and of course I'm doing it on the podcast this year, where I'm covering some of the basics of using your voice and communicating more effectively. And I also have a challenge, a 5-day challenge that I'm running. I'd love for you to join me. If you struggle with communication, you can find the link in the show notes. And I think that all of us do on some level. Even I do. I have a master's degree in corporate communication. But because of my story, there are places, well, certainly in my life, I've had to work really hard, believe it or not, to learn to communicate. And I still have challenges. And you can be great at work, no problem, but you might have challenges in your personal life and communication, or vice versa. And the holidays, the reason I roll this out around this time of year is because of the holidays. Because the holidays can be stressful. They can be the place where our buttons are pushed and our not as effective communication can tend to come out. And I get it. Boy, do I ever get it. You know, I mean, I just won't even go into the holidays around my house growing up. So that's why I'm doing the series. I'd love for you to join me in the challenge. I'll do a few more episodes. I'm not covering everything in regards to effective communication in this series, but I am covering a lot of stuff. And today I'm covering probably one of the most important and biggest ones for me. I'll probably say that all of them are important because they are, but today's is really key. And I may feel that way because it's really a voice thing, even though what we're talking about today is technically considered nonverbal. Today I'm talking about tone. Now, probably because I'm a voice person, I think of tone as voice, but in the true sense, it's actually considered a nonverbal. And I think the reason why is because it is a sound. It is a way we say our words. It's something that we put on our words that is not the words themselves. It is something that reflects how we really feel, and that may or may not line up with what we're saying. And so today I'm going to focus really on the negative use of tone. The positive use of tone is simply lining up in a positive way what you're saying and how you're saying it. And I repeat, in a positive way, in a non-aggressive way, in a non, I'm saying one thing, but my tone is meaning another way. In a calm, professional, rational tone, you could be saying positive or negative things. And that's the positive use of tone. But where tone really tends to come in to be a problem and comes into play a lot is when there's hidden meaning. And this is so hard for everybody. You know, a lot of people are toners, as my friend Kathleen, and you know, Kathleen's been on the show a number of times, and we actually have a new show out together called The Earth School Journey, where we really address a lot of core issues that get in your way in thriving in life. I'd love for you to check it out. But we talked about tone once on one of my shows, and I remember her saying, oh, I'm a toner. And I loved that she was so honest about it and admitted it and recognized it, because a lot of people won't. And I think a lot of people realize that they are using tone in such a way that's not really working for them. But maybe they won't, maybe they will, but maybe they won't admit it. So let's break this down a little bit. Bottom line example, and I love this example, you've heard me give it all the time. She's mad, and it could be he or she, either way, she's upset. He walks in, he notices something's wrong and says, how are you? Are you okay? And she says, I'm fine. Okay, so there's your example of tone. Her words said she was fine, but her tone made it very, very, very clear that she is not fine. And that's what I'm talking about today. We let people know how we really feel through the tone of our voice, irregardless of what our words are. I had someone reach out to me a little while back who had been fired multiple times. And every single time was because of their tone of voice. Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. We've got to have a tone check. You've got to have your tone checked because it can really wreck things for you, just like this person who contacted me to help them with their tone. So we're saying words, but we're not really expressing our feelings. We're using our tone to express our feelings. And that's where the problem starts. Well, why don't we just use our words? Well, that is the core of communication challenges. So many people have so many issues about saying what they need to say, using their words, or as I like to say, speaking their truth beautifully. Oh my gosh, that's what this is about. Positive tone, saying what you need to say. That is the mastery there. So we don't use our words. Well, why don't we use our words? A million reasons. You know, I think for me, clearly it starts with my story. I wasn't allowed to. I never learned how to. When I did, I got yelled at. Or even worse, wasn't spoken to for days and days and days. So there's fear there, fear related to that story of my own experience. And I think people, you don't have to have my story, but I think that's where it starts. You know, there's a whole lot of children are to be seen and not heard kind of stuff, or you got yelled at if you said this or that. So it definitely starts with our story. But then we have a whole lot of hangups around saying what we need to say. And I think most of it can be linked to fear. Fear of what, well, and there's a number of them, but here's one: fear of what people are going to think. What are people going to think when I say no? What are people going to think when I tell them how I feel? What are people going to think about me for saying that, for speaking my truth? Fear of judgment is huge. Fear of judgment is what public speaking is all about, and that's voice vulnerability. You can say fear of public speaking, but at the end of the day, I like to break that down to stepping into the power of your voice, the vulnerability of your voice, and putting yourself out there. Because the minute you open your mouth, you're subjecting yourself to judgment, and you know it. Your subconscious definitely knows it. So we all have that on some levels with some people in some places. Might be the coworkers, might be the boss, might be the potential client, might be your family. We don't want to upset people. We like, most people like even status quo. Let's just keep everybody happy. Now, some people don't mind confrontation. Some people even like confrontation. But I think when it comes to using our words, instead of putting the meaning in on tone, we just don't want to deal with confrontation. It's just easier. It's path of least resistance. I just won't use my words. I'll just try to get them to get it through my tone because my words might hurt them. My words might upset them. So let's think about this for a minute. Do you see how this isn't working? You're not wanting to use your words because your words might create a confrontation. Your words might create a problem. They might not like it. There might be judgment. So you can't seem to say what you need to say, but you lay in a tone so that we get it. You want us to know how you feel, but it's just too darn scary sometimes to say, it really bothers me when, or I would really wish you wouldn't do that, or I feel like a jerk when you say that, or whatever it is. It could be a billion things. But we make this choice to lay in tone. So we say things like, I'm fine. I'm fine. The words are, I'm fine. But the tone, and sometimes a negative tone lines up with negative words. It doesn't always have to be opposite. Sometimes it can be, stop doing that. But tone is where we express our emotions, how we're really feeling when we can't put it into words. So, you know, when we choose tone, we're basically playing nice with our words, but being mean with our voice. And then a lot of times for most people, we hate ourselves for it. I know I work really hard not to have tone, really hard. And I especially worked hard at it with my son because of the way I was raised. And I'm still guilty. I still use tone in those really, really vulnerable scenarios when it's really harder for me to communicate how I feel or what I need to say. But when I do it, I can't stand that I did it. And so why are we even doing it? Why are we even choosing tone instead of using words? Well, we've talked about that all the reasons why we're not picking the words, but why are we going with tone? It's because we need to be heard. We feel this desperate need to be heard. We need a reaction. We need a response. We need you to know how we feel. And so we've got to do something. We've got to do something. And I think that part of it is that it just builds up and builds up and builds up. You may not be a toner, as Kathleen says, initially, but maybe you are, but maybe you aren't. And over time, as you don't say what you need to say, that tone starts to creep in because you need people to know how you feel. You need to be heard. We all need to be heard desperately. And then that tone just comes out. It just comes out. And even worse, you know, sometimes it's silent treatment, which is no tone. But I'm going to do it, actually. I'm going to do a whole episode on that because it's a really big one for me. I think this is one of the biggest things people bring me into companies for is tone of voice. When I do tone videos or audios or anything, they are the most viewed and listened to. I think this is right up there with gossip as one of the most destructive things in the workforce, in relationships, in life. It's destructive for us because that internal boiling of not saying what we need to say and not feeling heard and not expressing ourselves, and then we're left holding the bag of the way we use tone and hurt other people, and then other people are hurt. So we damage relationships, we damage jobs, we damage ability for promotions because we can't manage people because of the way we talk to them. People fear us. Relationships, both personal and business, suffer. There's a whole lot of reasons not to use tone, negative tone, and to go with speaking your truth beautifully. One, you will have more peace. You will have more personal peace. Two, you may not be heard, but you will feel heard. You will have a freedom beyond anything you could ever imagine. You won't be damaging relationships. You won't have to go back and say, oh man, you know, I'm really sorry, which you should do. And I'm going to give you some other pointers at the end of this episode. But it's all out in the open. Have you ever had that? You know, have you ever had that happen where you just, it's all up in your head and it's just, you're getting more upset and more upset and more upset? I remember talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about saying what we need to say, even when it's really difficult, and the torture of not, and the inner turmoil of not. And she said, I know what you mean. I just went out the other day, we were going on a hike, and I just stopped before we even got up that mountain. And I said, stop, I'm going to go ahead and say this right now, because if I don't, I'm going to be thinking about it and being upset about it the whole way up this mountain. So I'm just going to say it. Freedom. Freedom for you, but freedom, what a gift to the other person. They know what is wrong. They're having to be sleuths half the time. They're having to be sleuths. What is wrong? What's she upset about? What's he upset about? What's he so mad about? They're having to figure it out, and it creates such an unease. It creates such an eggshell scenario that people can't thrive. People can't do their best work. People can't build their best relationships. And then something even worse can happen is people will start thinking, or could start thinking, oh man, she's so difficult. And that's when they bring me in. many times, now companies bring me in for other things, but oftentimes I've been brought in and they've said, all right, we're having trouble with this team or these people because they're either doing a lot of nonverbal stuff, which we'll have an episode on, or their tone is a real problem for the customers. It's a real problem for the coworkers. They're not saying what they need to say, but they're really, really aggressive with their tone. And that's customer service 101. I've had to call a certain doctor trying to get an appointment with a doctor all week. I've called four different times. Three times I got the same woman. She was lovely, very kind, very helpful, lovely tone, very patient with me. One time I got Barbara. And let me tell you, I was spitting feathers by the time I got off that call because of the way she spoke to me. And it wasn't her words. Her words were, well, I need to know what department you're trying to get a hold of, because we have a lot of different departments. We have neurology and oncology, and it wasn't the words. The words were fine. It was, I've got to know what department you need, because we've got a lot of different departments. I mean, we've got neurology. I need to know what department. Okay. Not necessary. Now, see, they should call me in to work with her, because it damaged a relationship. It damaged a relationship. Not bad, not horrible. I'm still going to go see that doctor. But how do you think I filed that away? Look at reviews on companies, especially medical. No offense, guys, but especially medical. They always talk about how the office staff talks to the patients. It's very common, because I do reviews if I need to look up new people or new things, and I just want to see what, or anything really. I always look at reviews, not, I think it's valuable information, and many, many things. You even like apartments, you start looking up apartments or hotels. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking in the moment, and they will always comment about the way the customer was spoken to. That is tone. And you know what? I get that everybody has a bad day. Good grief. I have my lion's share of them. But I've worked very hard to master the art of saying what I need to say and saying it nicely. Because the minute I start barking with a tone, everything is on edge. Everything runs the potential of being damaged. Everything goes on the defensive. It's just like the Barbara example. We've got a lot of different departments here. We've got oncology. Which one do you need? When she barked at me, in a split second, in a New York minute, I got defensive. Now, in business, that's not good. Among colleagues and coworkers, not good. They're going to start not liking you. You're going to start being a problem. You're going to be like the girl who contacted me and start getting fired six times. I hope not, but it could happen. And boy, talk about personal relationships. You want to start fixing those? Get rid of your tone. Get rid of your tone, because it's like gasoline to fire. I know you need a reaction. We need reactions because we need to feel heard. We desperately need and want to feel heard, but tone is not the answer. Because here's the bottom line. We may not ever figure it out. We may, depending on the tone that you pick, but we may not. We may never know. If you say, I'm fine with a bad tone, well, I know you're mad, but I'm probably, I don't know, I guess I could sit here long enough and figure out what you're mad about. You're mad about the fact that yesterday I was late and I didn't do what I said I was going to do. Maybe I might figure it out, but maybe I won't. And what a disservice to me to not let me fix that. I think about 8 out of 10 times people don't even realize that they're doing something that is bothering someone else. And that's one thing I have definitely taught my son. if he's doing something that is bothering me, like playing his games too loud or something if I'm on a call, and vice versa, we kindly say to each other, is it okay if you don't do that so loud right now? Or that, for some reason, is really making me crazy, or whatever, with a nice tone. I can count on one hand the times my son has gotten a tone with me in 16 years. He communicates what he needs and wants in his words. And that's not bad for a boy who didn't speak until he was 5. So it can be done, but it becomes about having the courage to speak our truth, say the words that we need to say, no matter how mean she is, no matter how important he is, no matter anything, no matter what they're going to think, no matter what they're going to say. What do you need to say? You need to speak your truth. You need to step into your worth. I want you to have the courage to step into your worth and say what you need to say, because the words are the message. I know I give words a hard time sometimes on this podcast, but the words are our clues. They are the message. But just speak them beautifully. And if you always wondered what I meant by that phrase, that's it. Don't bark at me. Don't yell at me. Don't use sarcasm with me. And the same goes for the rest of the world, because it just creates problems when you are sarcastic to people at the office, when you are snappy with your husband. I get it, but let's start changing it, because the best relationships, the best jobs, the best promotions, the best success comes from speaking your truth beautifully. And I've lived it every day of my life because of my story. And it's what I've spent the most amount of time in my life working on. So I get it on such a deep level. So where do you start? Well, like I say, you muster up the courage to speak your truth. You know what you need to know what you want to say. Think it through. How do you want to communicate? What in a perfect world? A lot of times this kind of stuff comes up in highly charged scenarios, you know, well, I'm mad, or confrontation, or that kind of thing. In a perfect world, I've talked about this before, if you could professionally and rationally say what you need and want to say, what would those words be? Go back to I statement. I really am upset when you do that. It really bothers me when you do that. Always bring it back to you. Think it through. Think through what you want to say, but just simply by saying the words, rather than saying the opposite words and inflecting the tone, you're off to a good start. Now, sometimes those words and the tone's going to line up. It really bothers me when you do this. Maybe you are going to have an edgier tone. And that's what we'll work on next. Let's start with speaking the words of truth that you need me to know, so that I can change or say that I won't change, so that we can have a dialogue. We can have a communication, effective communication. And then if you are a barker, if you do get snappy, even when you're speaking your truth, let's start working on pulling that in a little bit. Pull that in a little bit. Like they say in the South, you know, I say that you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. I believe that you can get anything you want if you know how to say it. And toning is not that way. So start playing around with it. Start picking someone safe to practice on at the office, the person who bothers you. Start saying, you know, that really loud over there. Kind of hard for me to hear. Is there any way that you could tone that down a little bit? You know, I just pick nice words. Pick nice words, pick nice tone. I hate to bother you, but I'm having a hard time hearing. Is there any way you could lower your volume a little bit? You know, that might be the better way to do that. But start practicing, because until you start doing it, until you start practicing, you're going to keep doing the other thing. It's automatic. It's automatic to snap and to tone and to be sarcastic and do what you've always done. And my question to you is, How's that working for you? Do you have peace? Do you have freedom? Are you getting what you want? If the answer is no, then it's time to reflect on using your words, speaking your truth, and doing it beautifully. You saw that coming, didn't you? So this is a big one. This is a big one for me. This is a huge hot button topic for me. When people get Tony with me, it just cuts me to the core. I think it's a real rebel rouser for many, many people. And the thing of it is it's not working for you because it generally doesn't get you what you want. And so you're on this vicious cycle. And I want you to get what you want. I want you to be an effective communicator. But ultimately, I want you to be at peace because I know that frustration, that internal frustration and pain. And it doesn't have to be that way. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for being with me. I'm really enjoying doing this series. I hope you're enjoying it. And I hope you'll join me in the 5-day challenge. Don't forget the link is in the show notes. And I'll be back with more effective communication strategies and topics for you. But until then, as we've talked endlessly about today, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.